Memories exist as feelings, and feelings are memories. What do I mean by that? Often, when we have a memory of something, we look at as a memory as perhaps an image of somebody or something. We picture in our mind's eye a historic event that happened to us. We see the people, we see the situation involved. Also, this happens when, for example, when we smell something. That smell may trigger a memory in us. But inevitably, what happens is the feeling we experience with the memory is what really needs processing. And these feelings are the memories. And often, when we can stay with these feelings unconditionally, we start to process the memory behind the event. And this is really important to understand. The ghosts of our past exist as feelings. And only when we integrate them, we let them go, will we no longer re-experience them. But as long as we remain unconscious of them and we keep suppressing them, then these patterns of memory will keep reappearing until we decide to face them. And they will keep reappearing as feelings.